Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When You Hear God Say, Be Still, by Molly Law, read by Rochelle Alberti. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it, for it will surely come. It will not delay. Habakkuk 2:2-3. It is culturally acceptable, even encouraged, to go, go, go. We live in a hustle-centric culture, one in which I, like many of us, have fallen prey to. I feel at times like I can't allow myself to rest. It takes so much mental energy to just convince myself that I am not a failure or lazy for taking time to relax. I find myself believing the lies of the world that if I'm not producing, I'm worthless. However, there are pathways in career and other passion projects that I am striving towards. It seems that as I pursue these outlets, doors keep opening and then closing. In these moments, I find myself at a complete loss. I become frustrated because I do not know what God is doing. I felt like this calling, this path, was from Him. So why am I still in the same place as I started? As I approach the Lord in prayer, my answer becomes clear. I can either ignore what He is trying to tell me and push back even harder, just to spiral and end up back in the same place, yet more weary and broken. Or I can fall to my knees and rest in the comfort of my Lord's presence and submit to His answer to be still. Now, I do not see this as God saying no. I trust in His promises and guidance. I know His timing will be far better than my own. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Ecclesiastes 3:11. I know that this will continue to happen throughout my entire life. But I also know that as I get closer to my Savior and continually lean on Him through prayer and scripture reading, I find that God's answers are not all black and white, yes or no. Every time I'm with Him, He instills in me the importance of trusting Him and His will. Although He allows me to tell Him about my plans, and cry out in frustration when they do not work out on my desired timeline, He will gently lead me back to a place of peace and contentment if I am willing to follow. Let's pray. Dear Lord, sometimes I do not understand what you are doing in my life, I often feel stuck, frustrated, and hopeless. I cry out in the same way David did. I've been patient, obedient, and worthy of my pursuits that I know will glorify you. I pray that you will calm my heart and surround me with your overwhelming peace. I pray that I will turn to you sooner when doors close, when you tell me to be still. I pray for your guidance and wisdom in all that I do. Thank you for your love, friendship, and parenthood in our lives. Thank you for seeing into those doors, into those opportunities, the things we could never see, and protecting us from something only you know that would bring us harm. I pray that we will come into your presence and know your desires that will ultimately transform the direction of our lives, that will glorify you and your kingdom. Be with the broken hearts whose life didn't turn out the way they thought it would be. I pray that our ambitions will not cripple us, that we won't believe the lies of the world that make us hustle and eventually burn out. I pray that we find rest and peace in you. We love and trust you with all of our hearts, our Father and Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.